I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
They should do the courts like they do for the in-season tournament. They should do the field like that.
They should not.
No, just the middle of it's just the color of the team, like in between the hash marks.
Gonna disagree.
Hey NBA, you hear how you hear how dumb that idea is? Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you're on Twitter. Also join our Discord, Sports Brewery, in the Discord. It's a good time. We're also on Twitch. We are doing that live right now. Probably not if you're listening to this because you listen to the podcast. But every Thursday night, 7:30, we record the podcast live on Twitch. Twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. Get in the chat. It's a good time, I guess. Probably. I don't know. I'm not in the chat, so I guess they'd have to tell me. Also on YouTube, I just posted the last couple episodes on YouTube today, so check those out. If you do miss the streams, you can watch us on there. So, before I forget, movie on Sunday, because I always do forget, we're sticking with Bird Month, and it is Birds of Prey. There's a lot more to that title, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's the Harley Quinn movie. It's on HBO Max, actually just Max now. It's on Max, Birds of Prey. Listen to us or watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Okay. Where do you guys want to start? Ducks?
Yeah, that'd be pretty quick.
Zers? Or do you want to get Zers out of the way real quick?
Don't watch them. I don't know why you keep going to the Zers. You don't watch them. Okay, give us your 45 seconds on Kings and Blazers.
Thank you. Well, he was talking about big. They were on a winning streak last time we talked, and then since then they've just lost all of their games, so it's probably Ski's fault. So talk about why it's your fault, Ski.
Well, I mean, they had another injury, now Brogdon goes down. I don't even know if we even saw the time. King's favorite Time Lod goes down. He's done for the year.
Somehow Alex didn't know who he was. Like, do you even watch the NBA finals?
I don't watch the Blazers. He's getting on me about not watching the Blazers. Okay.
No, I'm getting on you for not watching the NBA finals.
Why would
Time Lord was.
Why would I watch the NBA finals?
Oh, I don't know. Why would you watch maybe the second most successful franchise versus Steph Curry and the Warriors? I don't in the NBA finals. I don't know. What are you doing in June?
Oh, is that fun? Is that fun? Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Good grief. Do you know who LeBron James is?
Time Lod injured. LeBron James, he still plays? Did he retire?
Good gracious.
I'm sorry. I haven't watched since Kobe, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but that's
well, then I guess we can't expect you to just helicopter in and watch now from time to time.
Well, I can't anyways, because one, I don't have Root Sports, and two, nobody has Root Sports other than rich people like Ski. So
there you gotta be able. You can find a.
No, I
stream
can,
somewhere if you're
you
really
got, you got 13 seconds left. Go.
I can easily find an illegal stream. I just choose not to.
There's nothing else to say about the team.
How's Scoot doing? Is he
He's injured? Hurt.
Is he still injured?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Time's up. All right. Do.
Rip City, baby. All right, I guess let's talk Ducks then. So that was two very convincing, very dominant performances in a row. Obviously, coming off the Utah game, we sort of expected them to do this to Cal. I mean, Cal has like a good running game, I guess, but they're not good. But in Oregon,
Ott's good. That I don't know if necessarily the running game is good, but Ott is good.
Yeah, and he had one good run.
Yeah,
and that's all Cal did. Like, they had, like, another good pass, I think, in the first quarter. But other than that, like, the defense really shut them down. Got a couple of turnovers, which is great. You get that interception. By the way, the first quarter was a shit show. Like the pass that bounced off Tez that got intercepted, and then Stevens gets the interception, and then the fumble bouncing off the guy going in motion. By the way,
Tez,
two turnovers in the first. Yeah, exactly. But
none of them are his in the end, but they were.
Yeah, none of them showed up on his stats, but yeah. But yeah, like the defense was very dominant. The offense was, as they've been all season, best offense in the nation. I mean, statistically they are, right? I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
I don't know if they're number one in scoring.
Yeah, I think they are. Well,
Are they? I think so, at least. Yeah.
But either way, to put up 63 and to shut them down, 63-19, is that what it was, or 18? It was 19 because they tried to go.
They are the number one scoring offense in the nation at 47.4, and the number two team in scoring at 45.5 is coming to odds this week.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun game at 7:30. Gee, thanks USC for losing to Washington. Really appreciate that. Literally would have been 12:30 if they had beat Washington, but here we go.
Enough of the 12:30 games. Enough. All they've been playing.
You like that 7:30? You like Pac-12 after dark in the rain? And the
no, 7:30 isn't for this game.
How about a nice 4:30?
Yeah, fucking 3:30. Again? Every time they play a 12:30 game, I'm like, I wonder how Wyoming's going to do today. Like, how's Portland State doing this year? 12:30 kicks? Not for me.
We're on the same page, but equally 7:30 kicks. Not for me. So
no, the 7:30 kick should be next week against Arizona State. That's for. Yes. But yeah, thank you USC for not only losing last week, but looking like shit on defense and getting this game shoved to 7:30. Mm-hmm. Good job.
I mean, good effort. It is a little surprising that it got pushed late. Because if you want to see two really good offenses, I mean that's what people like watching, right? Like two.
Well, that's what Pac-12 After Dark is, though. That's what they want.
No, Pac-12 After Dark is like bad offenses that somehow put up 50. Pac-12 After Dark is when the dog shit teams show up, and so. No, you have like a featured time slot for this one. I don't care that USC just lost. They still have a good record.
Well, what pushed to the 12:30? Is it UW Utah? Is that the
UW Utah is the 4 o'clock or 5:30 kick.
Here's my problem also is 7 o'clock. Like King said 7. You know the late starts are fine in Arizona, in Southern California, in the Pacific Northwest. Get that game started early when it's a little warmer. I mean, it's not going to be warm. It'll be a little warmer, though.
Are you going to the game, Ski?
No, of course not.
What do you care? No, you want the Southern players. California team on this, as we're doing this. You want the team from LA to come up here when it's a frigid 48 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was worried about USC, I would want that, but...
I'm going to the game. I'm going to the game. This is like the one game I'm going to this year. And
by the way, shout out to Sabonis at Sabonis Hook on Twitter for the tickets last week.
Yeah. Just say that game against Cal was 7:30. How much more miserable would you have been?
I would have been dry.
I just think you would have been dry. Yeah.
Man, that first quarter was the weather was gross.
Can I say on that note? Is Bo Nix the best rain quarterback you've ever seen? I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback be efficient and like not change. Like he was exactly the same. He threw the ball 38 times. Like he was super efficient and accurate. Like his receivers had the ball bounce off their hands to other people.
Was the fumble his fault in the first quarter?
No,
that was
okay. Tez. I didn't watch a replay. So
no, it was Tez was, going in motion, and they snapped it off of him, and it bounced.
Gotcha. Out. Okay, then you might be onto something because that interception was most definitely not his fault
at all. Yeah.
29
of 38, 386, 6 total touchdowns. Man, like in the fucking monsoon rain. That's bonkers. Like you. like traditional train of thought here is when it rains and there's a football game, you run the ball more because you can't throw a football in the rain. I've tried to throw footballs in the rain. It doesn't work because the ball's wet. I don't know how the fuck he did. How the fuck he didn't have any issues.
Well, Aaron Goff tried to throw a wet ball in Austin Stadium.
You were there. They showed the clips of that before the game. And yeah, they had to pull Goff because he couldn't hold the ball in his hands. It was hilarious. It's hilarious. Yeah. Just moves the ball back, just like cock it to throw and just out of his hands. It's
got
comical.
Got those small hands, man.
You got tiny hands. Apparently Nick's has
tiny hands. You got the baby hands.
I mean, are you guys 30, I would think, you know, he's out there, you know, shucking corn and he has those like callous man hands, but I don't know. Nick's doesn't seem like the guy that's done a lot of hard labor on
no,
the farm.
No, he's very privileged Southern Dixiecrat guy. Yeah.
He's not rodeo Texas. He wasn't
shucking corn in the summers. He was a counselor. His name was like Hair Moose at a Christian camp in the summer in high school.
Football camp, by the way. His whole life has been football.
Yes. Yeah, if you don't grip the ball right, throw a spiral, you'll spiral right down to Hades.
Spiral right to drugs.
Are you guys buying in on the Bo Nix Heisman stuff yet?
I was going to ask you if you're buying in on the Knicks, like NFL first round top 10 pick stuff.
Wow. I saw one today that had him going 4. I don't get that one.
That's what people are talking about. I was driving listening to Cowherd earlier, and he was talking with I think it was Jordan Palmer about it. And they were like, you know, it's clear. It's like 1 and 2 are clear, but who's 3? Is it Knicks? Is it Penix? And, you know, to a person, everybody I've been seeing is saying Knicks. And
well, from those two, who do you think is the never say who's better? Who's the more prototypical NFL quarterback between him and Penix? We've kind of been seeing that the bigger quarterback is the NFL quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, just
look at this trash out on TV right now. Bryce Young, as of right now, is a terrible NFL quarterback. CJ Stroud, bigger quarterback. He turned it into an okay, nice little NFL quarterback for himself.
I think they've been doing Knicks a service by not making him run this year. Like the fact that he has just been in the pocket going through reads and has shown that he can be efficient and accurate, I think is really going to, like, it's helping him right now. The fact that we're talking about him as the possible third quarterback off the board, you know, tells us that. So,
there's only been a game where he would need to run is the thing.
Yeah. Well, no, but I think if you had asked after last year, I mean, there's a reason he came back too, is because he got those evaluations and stuff. But like, if you had asked after last year, it's like, yeah, mobile quarterbacks aren't really a thing in the NFL anymore. So we don't need him to run. We need him to show that he could like actually go through reads and like pass the ball and not be a product of this like read option stuff or whatever. And so he's done that this year. He has, you know, and I heard somebody say in that interview too, I forget which one of them it was, but it's like they were saying he only throws on like the first and second reads. And I'm like, that's incorrect. Like I've watched him go from one side of the field to the other. Like he is legitimately like one of the best quarterbacks we've watched here. I mean, the stats add up. The stats are better than Herbert's through this point. They're not better than Mariota's. That's why Mariota's the best ever. But his efficiency, you can't fuck with efficiency
completion percentage,
like you can't fuck with efficiency and completion percentage.
Like you could make a case, like at this point going into week, you know, game number 10, he should have no interceptions, because obviously the Tez one wasn't his fault. The one against Colorado, I think we've seen enough of him to say the wide receiver kind of fucked up because he threw it to just no one.
Yeah,
which I don't know. I could be wrong, but
no,
he doesn't.
I'm with you. I tend to lean on. Yeah. I tend to lean on Bo making the right read there.
And you know, we'll never know. He's not going to throw any. He didn't do it in September. He's not going to do it now. But yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't make the wrong play ever. He's had one bad throw this. Well, two. He had the one against Utah at the end of the second quarter, and the one against Texas Tech in the end zone. I think those are the only two throws the entire year where I'm like,
like the incorrect throw.
Yeah, like, not oh, no. He's missed on some deep balls and, yeah. You know, whatever. But the only ones were like right when he threw it, you're like, no. Like the one against Georgia last year, where right when he threw it, you knew it was a fucking pick.
It's like, ah.
And they had, you know, Dillingham on the simulcast, and right when he threw it, he went, no, Bo, no! Like, he doesn't make those. He doesn't do those. He's...
Yeah.
But is this a combo of the skill level of receivers now as well?
Well, the receivers are...
You don't have to force anything if you have multiple guys out there getting open.
The receivers are pretty ridiculous. I mean,
across the board too.
They're all very, very good. Gary Bryant Jr. and Trayshon Holden. Like, they're not going to make any first, second, third team on, but they're good.
They're the third and fourth receiver. Like, yeah, on this team, very good. Yeah,
they could be fourth and fifth if you factor in Ferguson as
right.
Maybe number three guy.
Yeah, so, man, it's weird because even when Oregon was really humming under Chip Kelly and Helfrich, the Mario offense receivers, we don't need to talk about. They had that one year of Dylan Mitchell. That was about it. But even then, it was Josh Huff really that amazing? Jeff Mayle, I know we love him because he's a scrappy white guy, but really? Was that more hammer the
Jeff
scheme?
Mayle and DJ Davis? What do you mean?
There's just never, we've never seen just five guys that play that are good. They're all just really, really good.
Was Parker and Howery on the same team or something?
Yes, that's the last one. Yeah, that's the last, and that was 21 years ago or whatever.
And they were both like 5'6". So,
yes.
You know. Different times then.
Yes, it was.
But are we going to say then that Nix and Penix are both just system QBs? Because I don't know if these guys are that good without. I mean, is Penix this good without two elite receivers and then one other pretty good receiver? And is Nix as good with two top level receivers and then three other pretty good guys?
And how good are the receivers without their quarterbacks too, though?
That's always the rub.
I mean, the hard thing about this conversation. Penix and Nix, are they really NFL? You know how easy and lazy it is to just be like, you want to know what? I think they're going to be busts. Like, real profile and courage to say a first-round quarterback is not going to be 75%
chance they're going to be a bust.
Yeah.
So, I've
kind of given up because once Will Richardson looked good in the NFL for three games, and he's not going to look good for very long because he's always going to be injured. I'm over projecting this stuff because looked way better in the NFL than did in college.
Yeah. The same thing, like Will Levis looked pretty good his start last week. And then all of a sudden, Heisman, you know, Bryce Young looks like absolute fucking dog shit. And you see these, I mean, there's been a handful of rookies playing these last 2 weeks and they all just look atrocious.
Well, I do think there's something to the quarterback who wins a Heisman, or maybe they don't, but plays at a SC or a Bama, like one of those schools that is just so much more talented than everyone, like Mac Jones in the COVID year. Who was he? He was thrown to Devonta Smith and
was that Williams?
So they were wide open.
Was that Henry Ruggs?
Jameson Williams, Henry Ruggs, whatever it was.
Well, college he was. Hell of a-
but they were always wide open. They were always 100% wide open.
You could say that for Jalen and Tua at the same time for Bama there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they pan out. But
Jalen wasn't really a good passer at Bama, in fairness.
No,
at Oklahoma he was. But that's what I'm saying. That's how I've given up on it. Because I can say this and you can come back with Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma and I don't really have a retort. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's...
It's becoming impossible. I guess it always has been. It's impossible to project quarterbacks to the NFL. I don't know how they do it. Somebody in the NFL on a team knows how to evaluate quarterbacks in that way, and that's why they have the job they have.
But
like 95% of the people who have that job don't know what they're doing either, and we really don't know what we're doing. So
no, see, the hard part is do you take the guy that's built for the NFL that you have to coach up to be better? You know, like Caleb Williams, big guy, hell of an arm. if he jumped to the NFL right now without coaching, he would get murdered because he does some real dumb stuff in the pocket, makes some real bad throws and decisions. But then you see guys like Bryce Young, who for everyone was saying, you know, genius quarterback, knows everything that's going on, but physically he just can't do it. I think that's what we've come to in the NFL is you take, like Anthony Richardson, you take the flyer on the guy that you think you could coach up to be the quarterback because he's built for it. And like, honestly, and like Nick's Allen. Is it, and like a Josh Allen. And yeah. Nick's physically
Herbert,
is.
Really.
And Herbert, yeah. And Nick's physically is, and I think Penix just isn't physically there. That's the only difference between NFL-wise.
The two torn ACLs in his time, too.
Yeah.
And like, I've heard recently, last couple weeks, people comparing Penix to Tua. You know, what? Okay, but they're saying he's a little stronger. But the Tua stuff is weird, man, because like you just watched that game on Sunday, and his last throw, did it slip out of his hands? Did was like he just farted a ball up, and it. When I saw it in real time, I thought it was tipped at the line.
Yeah,
I thought it was tipped. I had no idea until after the game. I see that he just farted of you know.
It's like that Tim. It's like that Tim Tebow throw they show. Little meme of it where he just spikes a ball like
exactly yards on a yes field. Yeah it's just yeah
I love old Tebow clips. Those are so fun when they resurface on your like Instagram stream or whatever, and like where he does like this perfect bump 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 back like sets throws and it just like wobbles sideways.
Oh yeah,
he won a Heisman. He was the best player in the country. Nobody could stop him. What happened?
It was Taysom Hill before Taysom Hill.
Before we kind of pivot off the Bo Nix stuff.
He wishes he was Taysom Hill.
It's crazy how much his odds have just from plus 2,000 before the Utah game to it. Caesars has him and Penix even at plus 150. Yeah. And he's number two pretty much everywhere, which is funny because when I scroll on Twitter, it's Fox, CBS, and ESPN. Whatever. They just throw out the generic poll. Who's your Heisman winner through week 10 or whatever it is? And it's Penix, Nix, McCarthy, and I think the FSU quarterback. That's kind of the four general ones they throw up there.
Yeah.
And Marvin Harrison. And Bo Nix is always like one of the 9% of the vote. I'm like, the difference between people... Because again, you click on one of those polls from CBS or whatever, and it's hardy horror horror, Bo Nix. I watched him in 2019 at Georgia. Can we please move on, people? But Vegas is
Vegas knows.
They know. It's crazy that people just will not move on from the bad Bo Nix, Auburn Bo. It's been a while, guys. It's been a minute.
Well, the big one on that is the big one on that now has been the Bo Nix age, right? Penix is the same age as Bo Nix.
It's just
Penix had like 2 years of pure injury and then another cut off. It's just the starts. They're the same fucking age. And people bring that up like
Penix was at Indiana while Nix was still in high school. Like
yes.
And after last week, I saw something on Twitter. I log on, and it's after UW beat SC and that Zion Fatupi Tupalolo, ZTF, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And people are talking about him, and then they're making fun of Bo Nix because he something. I'm like, ZTF is 2 years older than Bo Nix. Like, he is a 27-year-old man because he just got injured a bunch. Like, and when you look at him, you're like, that guy looks old. Like, that is amazing.
Chris Wanky.
Like,
Chris Wanky?
Yes.
Like balding, starting for Florida State.
But again, Bo Nix was such a meme early on at Auburn that everything sticks to him. We're like, no one. And this isn't even an anti-Penix or ZTF thing. Like, no one gives a shit about the Indiana quarterback. Really, no one gives a shit about the end at UW who's not playing for 4 years and is injured. I get it all, but people just need to move on. Bo Nix is fully good. He's fully good.
Yes, but you brought up the Heisman race. This was last week on the podcast. I was saying how much I like the Ducks at 15-1 to win the national championship. they're all down to 10-1 this week. Ooh. And if they beat USC, I see them at 6-1. I missed my chance. I did not make the bet last week. I missed it, and that line is not getting anywhere close to what it was before.
Everybody who heard that, like, including myself, like, body language, just like, I don't like hearing that at all.
If you just look on paper, remaining schedules and how the teams have been, even with, you know, McElroy crying a fucking fit about how Texas and Alabama should be ahead of the Ducks and Washington, by the way, which is just fucking insane. Insane. The Ducks are, I hate to break to all those people, the Ducks are probably going to make the playoffs if they run the rest of the table and beat UW.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to be.
Without question. Yeah.
Thank you.
None of the three teams that make the playoffs are going to want to play the Ducks of all the teams at all.
Thank you for just saying, like, again, nice profile and courage by saying 12-1 Oregon is getting, like, because that Oregon fans online, just stop. Stop being persecuted. Like, they're like, well, if Texas also goes 12-1, no chance Oregon jumps them. Why? They're ahead of them now.
Yeah.
And as you go forth.
If they beat undefeated Washington in the Pac-12 championship?
And USC.
And it's USC. USC, we all like to bag on. They're 7-3. They're ranked like number 26. Like, they just don't officially have a number attached to their name. But we don't have to act like they're Cal. But Duck fans online are just looking for reasons why if they go 12-0, they just can't make it. Guys, ESPN and Fox and everyone else, they like Oregon just fine for a long time. Just Google game day ESPN Oregon Ducks. Herb Street, Fowler, Corso, they all just gush on the Ducks all the time. We're stop being Oregon State fans. Stop.
Yeah, you think they're not going to want to put a Heisman finalist in the playoffs?
Well, and that's my thing, is if Oregon goes 12-1, granted, it's still 4 wins away. You know, mm-hmm. So
long way. Yeah, you still got to do it.
If they go 12-1, Bo Nix is winning the Heisman, unless J.J. McCarthy just goes like nuclear, kills Penn State, kills Ohio State, drops 45 on, you know, Iowa just because their defense is really good. You know what I mean? Like, if Oregon goes 12-1, we rest assured Bo Nix has like 20 more touchdowns total in the last 4 games. Like, and he's going to win it.
Some stuff from Nutian in the chat on that note. He mentioned since there's no SEC option, he bets Oregon is going to rally up the SEC voters really hard with Nix. Also, or people not wanting to vote for Michigan / the Big Ten with all of their stuff going on right now. There's also that. Also says whoever wins the Pac-12 championship wins the Heisman.
Yeah. I think so too. That's
it. Yeah, and when you look at the Heisman and, you know, the coaches and all playoff stuff, don't think that the Big Ten people want the Ducks in there too coming in next year. Just think if they have the Ducks either win or play in the national championship game, how can you promote that? Say, oh, we got the national championship team coming into our conference next year.
Look at this guy. I love it.
The Heisman winner from this school. I mean, don't think they're
not third eye open, folks. Keep it open.
Happening right now? Ski,
we got third eye.
Ski predicting the Heisman and Natty for Oregon and Nix. Like, what is happening?
I'm not predicting the Heisman. I'm not predicting the title yet. I just think they're the best bet still at 10-1. Again, with all the other teams available.
All right. Oregon going to get Arch Manning to transfer next season, says WCP. Maybe.
We'll get that Malik guy, the Texas quarterback that's actually playing.
The other one? Yeah.
I thought we were getting a Tulane guy.
Oh, I don't want that guy. I don't like him. I don't trust him. I looked at him. I'm over him. Yeah. I don't like his hair.
The wave crashed.
Yeah, no. Wash your hair, dude. It's gross. Michael Pratt, I think, is his name. Yeah.
All right, so do we have anything else to talk about with the game against Cal, or do we?
No, it was a blowout. It was,
okay. It was, but again, another just dominant performance on both sides of the ball.
It was. Like,
was the missed field goal in the first quarter as funny on TV as it was in person? Because, yeah. Oh my God, the second it left his foot, Otzen was like, ooh, ooh. It, like, and no one, everyone looked at each other in the stands like, oh God. Oh.
You felt like bad for him because the only reason
you're the only one that feels bad for him.
I'm saying the only reason Lanning threw him out there to kick a ball that far is because Oregon was blowing them out at the time and was going to blow them out. Like if it were serious, you know goddamn well Oregon's going for it. So and then he goes out and just shanks it. Oh, horrible.
Oh, yeah. And for the rest of the game. They probably didn't show it on TV, but if you're in the stadium, every time there was a timeout, he'd go to like the 40-yard line on the hash. They didn't even have to have the ball. Cal could have had the ball at the goal line, and he's out there lining up fake kicks. I'm like, guy, stop trying so hard. None of us know. You're bad. We know you're bad.
Wait, he's just kicking air?
Yeah, he's just every timeout. He's just lining up. Yeah, it was
sad. That's
it was
sad.
Very sad. Oh. Yeah, no one joined him either. There wasn't even anyone out there to be like.
What's even sadder than you see him come out for kickoffs and just shank balls out of bounds like half the time, too.
Yeah.
Man, whatever happened, you just kick all through the fucking end zone. Why do they do these angled kickoffs? It infuriates me.
Are they trying that? Or is he just.
I would. Think they are because it's not even close.
He might have the yips, boys.
I think he's got the yips.
Yeah. It could.
Yeah.
I mean that.
I don't trust him to make a single field goal the rest of the
that
year.
That Washington miss like is forever in his head. It's a shame because he was like good before that. He hadn't missed anything.
Here comes Camden Lewis to kick a 27-yarder,
which he just nailed.
Just so dependable. Yeah. And then, dependable from 26 out.
Now he's kicking extra points off the uprights and in. Like, good God, Jesus. Man. He should just make the punter kick.
Shout out to James. Hell of a punt he hit in that game. Alex, 66 yards.
I got a question.
Okay.
What did George Halas say about week 10 of fantasy football?
You can't win fantasy football in week 10, but you sure can lose it.
No, he said nothing. He died in 1983. Read a history book.
Oh, geez. All right. Well,
there you go.
As our league goes, in a very apt name, Mahomes alone sits atop at 8-1, two games clear of WCP 5-4-1. And with Joe Mixon and Kareem Hunt on his team, it's no surprise he's beating people's ass. We're just men. That's a twist. Another big week for Cellar Dweller, Henny Ruggs, 2-7, started Deshaun Watson for four straight games. Here's the rub. He was out all four. Speaking of four, add 10, and those are the amount of massage people who brought charges against Deshaun Watson. Two straight wins for Ben, or the sweet meteor of death. A fitting name for a Tesla driver who will die at a stoplight going up in flames. My team? Me? We don't talk about me. There's no I in me. But no, we did not win yet. And those are your TSB Fantasy Football Week 10 updates.
I like your Tottenham hat, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, man, Chelsea, tough match.
Your Spurs. Are they still
Chelsea fans? Chelsea fans are real whiners online. I noticed
Spurs are still top of the table, though, right?
It's top of the table. You know, it's early.
You gotta love that, by the way. Harry Kane. Harry Kane.
We don't start worrying about the standings until like the middle of July. That's how long the season is.
Yeah. No. You have like a full calendar year until you need to start paying attention.
Like three separate tournaments intertwined.
Oh,
in all these
God!
Days.
Don't get me started on those.
What are we? Are we on the Europas right now, or what are we on right now?
They're doing Champions League group stage. I believe it is. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
I know that because SC Braga just lost to Real Madrid. So there you go.
Doesn't seem like a fair fight.
They got knocked out. No, it's not. It wasn't.
Speaking of soccer, nice hire, Timbers.
I don't know anything about this guy, but I know Timbers fans hate him.
Does this guy even do ski? Does this guy know anything about sports?
He coached Messi in Miami. Was that it?
No, it wasn't Messi. No, it just
okay. I don't Messi. Know what's happening.
I'm not holding him accountable for the Inter Miami time, but it was those bad tweets about beating his wife and stuff that were a little.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. He meant table tennis, though. In his defense, is what he said.
So, want to do the list?
Let's do the list.
What's our list?
Listing.
So a listener.
I don't know.
Listener came up with it. I believe it was Hucklebenny. I'm going to say it was Hucklebenny.
Rest in peace in your Tesla, Ben.
Based on the Ducks playing the Trojans, top three horses. Top three horses. Because, you know, they have a horse. Trojans do. Top three horses. Who wants to start? I'll start.
I guess. Yeah, you go for it.
Quick Draw McGraw. Cartoon horse with guns. I mean, they couldn't do it now, but boy. Really tall horse with the six shooters. Quick Draw McGraw, number three.
It's a big target to shoot at, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Seems fun.
He's upholding the law, though, so.
Is he?
Sure.
Or is he just indiscriminately shooting people? When was this? This was made in like the 50s and 60s, right? Was that when the show was? Tell me that was.
In Hunter Biden's America.
I feel that might be problematic
definitely,
to go back and watch.
Definitely.
There might have been the Native American portrayal in those cartoons. Probably not.
How dare you besmirch the name of Hanna-Barbera? You watch yourself.
I mean, Hanna-Barbera, just known universally for inclusion.
Everything they touched was inclusion, man. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Very woke. All right.
I guess I'll go. My number three is a Roach from The Witcher.
It's a good horse.
I like the show.
Mm-hmm. It's a good horse. Good horse in the video game. Good horse on the TV show. It's good stuff.
My number three horse. Mr. Ed, because he could talk. Of course.
Number three's from the chat. Booble says Mr. Ed as well. WCP says Secretariat. That's a real horse, though, right?
It's a real horse, yeah.
Yeah, right. Hucklebenny says Budweiser Clydesdales. And Nutian says Bullseye from Toy Story. Yeah, little horse.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very tertiary character. All right. My number two, I'm going to go with Aggro from Shadow of the Colossus. It's the horse you ride in Shadow of the Colossus, and you basically ride him the whole time, and then you got to shoot the things, and then you got to jump from him onto the things, and then climb them up and stab him.
You also just, like, ride him off a cliff and he dies.
Yeah, you do. You do, but he's like your friend for the journey until he's...
You just kill.
Yeah. You murder him, yeah. But he was a good horse up until you murder him, yeah.
All right, that's fair enough. Yeah. All right, my number two horse, this is a real horse. This horse's name was Ginobili, and I remember it because it won me my biggest horse betting wager ever.
Ginobili?
Yeah, the famed Manu Ginobili namesake.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So he won you money?
Yeah, finished off a pick four for me in Santa Anita.
Good reason to be on your list. All right.
My number two horse, Baltimore Orioles pitcher from Aruba, Sidney Ponson. Absolute horse on the mound. Absolute inning eater. You needed someone to give you seven innings and five earned runs. What a horse. He was down.
Was he a horse or was he a tank?
He was a horse.
All right.
Sidney Ponson. Gotta love it. Two's from the chat. Booble says Bullseye from Toy Story as well. WCP says Quick Draw McGraw as well. Hucklebenny with Lil Sebastian from Parks and Rec.
That's a good one. That's
salute.
Salute to you, sir.
That's really good.
Are ponies actually horses? Are
yes,
they?
Yes, they are.
A different breed.
No, he wasn't a pony though. He was like a miniature horse.
No, he was a miniature horse, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That was the point, Ski. Did you? Did you not watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
I feel like Adam Scott in it. Like, what do I care about?
Lil Sebastian is kind of a big deal. So I mean, Nutian with Epona, which is Link's horse from Zelda. Yeah, good horse, and it's been in like all games.
Let's see how they fuck up this live action Zelda movie. Then we'll see if there's still on board.
No way I'm going to be watching that movie. Absolutely no chance. Watch the new. I watched the second Spider-Verse movie because they added it to Netflix. It is very good. Go figure. I highly recommend it. I don't know if you watched the first one too, but both of those movies, very, very good.
I mean, it's a Marvel movie, right? DC.
It's the anime.
So it's
one.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's Marvel, not DC, so it's good.
It's incredibly good.
A little foreshadowing for the movie pod.
Yeah. Number one for me is BoJack Horseman. It's a good show. It's a really good show. I mean, he's not great. He's kind of a problem, but
never watched it. Is it just a show that revolves around like a horse doing like normal things in a cartoon?
They're all animals and people comboable.
Yeah, other than like the guy Aaron Paul plays, who's like the only human. Yeah, but no, he's a depressed alcoholic ex actor horse. Yeah, and so it follows his life. Yeah. There's the episode where they're like underwater or whatever. That's like one of the best episodes of TV, period. It's amazing.
Take your word for it.
Highly recommend.
Better than China Beach. Better than Night Court.
Oof, well, that now we're getting into real debate.
Better than Wings. Bowl, right? Didn't Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, SAG strike's over, so they can go back to making stuff. It was wild how many things were on my Instagram feed today. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody promoting their shit, finally, after months of not being able to. It was crazy. Cool, though. Ready for Deadpool 3, please and thank you.
All right, my number one horse is Lucky Number 11. Because that was actually the horse's name in the movie. Because that's a good movie.
That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot that's why it was called that.
Yep.
My number one horse is the wild horses scene with Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg. He's a co-op in fear on the road.
A fucking co-op.
He's a co-op.
I'll tell you one thing. He's not a fucking co-op.
Do you guys remember that scene? It's where I became a man.
I don't remember that scene.
Oh, boy.
It's where you became a horny teenager. That's not where you became
yes,
a man.
It was. His fingers were getting a little frisky. A little frisky.
Mark Wahlberg getting frisky with someone?
Yep.
At least if there's consent in the movie, right? So.
Goes against his
at
religion.
At that point, yes. I think at the end of the movie, he was not asking for consent to kill everyone, but yes.
Number one's from the chat. Artax? From Hucklebenny? Who's Artax? I don't know what that's from.
Don't tread on me. Not enough taxes. Taxation is theft. Arr! Get out of here, you Tesla driver.
Never ending story. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
Flying on a white weasel. High cinema in 86.
Movie's fucking stupid.
A scary tree in front of sand. Wet sand.
Can we please, like, can we as a nation come together and finally acknowledge that Neverending Story sucked? Like, it sucks. The movie's not good. It's never been good. Can we stop with Neverending Story? God damn it. People our age are like, Neverending Story. No, it fucking sucked.
So mean to Hucklebenny. What is going on?
I like you,
shit on everyone.
I said he was going to die at a stoplight in a Tesla fire. You're even being meaner than me.
Yeah, he's having a rough podcast.
Oh, boy. Catching strays, man. Had a rough week at work. I'm sorry.
Our bad. By the way, on that note, Booble's number one is Elmer's glue.
Oh, man. Do you guys know we have an Elmer's glue factory out in Springfield?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's right next to a Royal Oak briquette factory. Deep, yeah. Deep cut right there.
Deep cut.
A lot of poisons. A lot of toxins.
Yeah. Like, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Is that right next to like a paper mill out there also?
It's in that, it's like in a 2 mile radius.
I know the area you're talking about.
A lot of frogs with 14 eyes out there.
Yeah. Let's see. WCP says Mr. Ed. Nutian says Blue the Colts mascot. Hey.
Hey, I do love when he beats up little kids at halftime.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't fuck around.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Honorable mention from WCP is the Arabian horse in Red Dead Redemption 2. Horses in those games are good. Okay. Let's move on to lines.
Actually, can I revise my number 1, 2, and 3?
You may.
Well, yes. I'm going to keep number 2. Sydney Ponzone can stay. But number 1 and number 3, top horses, Megan the Stallion.
Ooh.
Hot girl shit.
I get it. So, like, Megan the Stallion is sandwiching Sydney Ponzone on your list. I love that.
I'd watch. I love that.
Yeah.
God, someone I'm not really sure who has a bigger ass, Sydney or Meg.
I mean, have you seen Sydney Ponzone?
I have not seen. Is he dead?
Ooh.
I think he might be. Carry on. I'm gonna look.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Been a while.
All right. So,
Let's see.
Lines.
Yep.
All right.
Lines. Everywhere. Lines.
Record. All right. Lines. All right.
Lines.
All right. Let's see. Last week.
He is still alive.
Is he? All right. Good for Sydney Ponzone.
Good for us.
Again, I don't fully believe these numbers from Booble, but they claim that Braga went 6-2.
Woo!
And I went 4-4, and King went 3-5.
LA schools are killing me this year. Like last year, I think I went 10-2 with UCLA, and this year I'm like 1-8 on both of them. Assholes.
If you guys would wise up and join me with my cats, you'd be fine.
I feel like I did go with the cats.
Yeah, you did.
I
got the star pick too, boys.
Yeah,
I got. You did. I got so, 8 points last week.
Yeah, so brutal. King and I, we're trailing by a bunch. We got to make some moves. Let's hit that point to where we're going to have to take some really dog shit teams.
Moving and shaking, babe. Yeah. Got to make moves. Got to make calls.
So that was the first one here. First game, we got Arizona. They're going to Colorado. Braga's cats are 9.5-point favorites.
Give me the cats. Star pick.
Yes. I'm not going to do my star pick with them, but yes, cats.
Fuck. I'm chasing points. I'll take Colorado. They're bad. They're not gonna cover, but I have to try to get a point here.
They are in fact bad. Yes.
Next game we got the big one now in the Pac-12. We got Utah going to Seattle. Huskies 9.5-point favorites. This is tough because UW hasn't looked great. Utah is just not good.
This is in Seattle.
It is. If this was in Utah, I might get the upset, but fuck, I'm taking UW. Utah still has no offense. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going Washington. I really something is telling me to pick Utah with this, but yeah, my brain's telling me Washington.
I'm chasing points, baby. Give me those Utes. Keep it close. Backdoor cover. Yeah. Bryson Barnes, let's go, baby.
What is a Ute?
All right, and now the big game in the Pac-12 this week. We got Wazoo and Cal. It's a pick'em game, fellas.
Cal.
What happened to Wazoo to be a pick'em against Cal?
Just falling.
And you're taking Cal? Fuck. God, Cal's so bad. But Washington State's so bad. Give me Wazoo. I'll chase.
Yeah, I'm going Washington State, too.
You don't just walk into Strawberry Canyon and come out with a dub.
You don't just sit up on Tightwad Hill and watch.
There is a trivia question.
There you go. All right, next game, Stanford. 20.5-point underdogs in Corvallis.
Stanford.
All right, good.
Stanford with the points.
Give me the Beavs, I guess. Give me the Beavs.
I love how you're just like basing your shit on what I'm picking.
Yeah, got a chase.
I'm going Stanford. I hate it, but I'm going Stanford. I think OSU is going to dumb down the game plan. I got UW and Oregon coming up. I think they'll win something like 27-17 with Stanford late cover. Or 27-18, whatever it is.
All right. Another one. We got Arizona State. They're going to Kings Bruins. Bruins, 17.5-point favorites.
Do they have a healthy quarterback?
Nope. Give me the Devils.
Who? Who does use? Garbers played most of the last game, right?
Garbers sounds like he's probably out, and Dante Moore sounds like he's probably out. So it sounds like it should be Colin Schley, the transfer from like Toledo.
Schley.
He comes in. He actually has played a lot. He just comes in and like runs the ball primarily.
Yeah, I feel like this could this game. So. Iowa and Rutgers as of today.
Hold on that. We got that.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think UCLA and ASU could be the exact rival same that. Derby score. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The only difference, let's see what. I'm going to take UCLA just because I think they could give it to that big white running back 40 times.
Why is it all about color with you, man?
Have you seen that guy?
We're post 2020, man. George Floyd.
All I see is light blue. Those baby blue uniforms.
Yeah,
you see light blue, you know, and gold. Like, bring race into it.
Wow.
Race baiter.
Wow.
Libtard.
That totals 44.5 points.
You voted Ohio the other day, you liberal. Voted for weed.
What's the spread on this one?
Abortions.
17.5. A lot of points, as you would say.
Slippery slope, ski.
Arizona State's like their quarterback is also hurt, right? Even though he was already terrible. He was terrible to begin with, but like UCLA. Ugh.
Here's a fun stat for you. How many touchdowns is Arizona State's leading quarterback thrown this year?
Three.
It is three. They have six. They have six passing touchdowns on the year.
God damn!
King took that team.
Bo Nix had six touchdowns himself.
That's the cover, man. I'm just saying.
What did you make a pick, Braga?
I picked UCLA. Yeah,
UCLA. All right. Let's see. I guess so. We got two throw-in games. I went with the bullshit big game of the week. Michigan, 4.5-point favorites going to Penn State. So the question is, do you think Michigan is a fraud because they've played absolutely nobody yet? But even though Penn State's not very good.
I'm going to go Michigan because I've watched Penn State play and their quarterback really doesn't throw it more than 6 yards down the field.
I mean, yeah, if you remember that Ohio State-Penn State game, it was a low-scoring, gross game. I think this game is going to be similar. So I'm going to take Penn State to lose by a touchdown, I think, in the end.
I'm going Michigan with my star pick.
Ooh, look at you.
Go blue.
This fucking Homer over here. I'm surprised you didn't pick fucking Stallions as your number one horse out there stealing fucking signs. And
I mean, I kind of did. I picked the Stallion.
You did. I'm talking about Braga because he's such a fucking.
We all miss. How did all three of us miss Connor Stallion?
Connor Stallion. Yeah. I don't know.
Horses.
No, sit right
so
there.
Did you guys. So did you, listeners. All four of you.
Yeah, we really all. We really all should have had him number one. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, that should have been a bit we did. We just let up.
Exactly and that. Missed opportunity. Yeah. Yeah.
Christ.
Yep.
All right. The other throwing game. This is a twofer here. Making you pick two. And this game is Rutgers at Iowa. Iowa's 2.5-point favorite. And the total is, I'm going to bump it up the half a point. It's actually lower. 28.5 points is the total for this game.
Iowa and the under. Iowa's a meme at this point. They're playing to be a meme. They are actively trying to not score because they know they will not let these other bad Big Ten teams score. So they are just trying to win 9-6. Iowa and the under.
Booble right. reminded the chat that I took the over last week in Iowa and Northwestern.
Yes, you did. What a fool. Are you going to do it again?
That was one of my losses last week. Six and two last week. That was one of the two. I'm going to go Rutgers and the under. Let's do that.
All right. I'm with you on Rutgers because they're not good on offense, but they at least technically have an offense. I don't know if Iowa even technically has an offense at this point. And you know what? I'll be the Braga this week. I think there might be three defensive or special teams touchdowns. So this game.
Say it with your chest, you coward.
This game goes over. And then last game, Ducks. 14.5 point favorites hosting the Trojans. I'll start off. I'm going Oregon with my star pick. You thought their defense was bad with Grinch. See how his defense is going to be with a new guy coming in a week time.
Can I just tell you, though, this new guy is 1-0 against Oregon.
Oh.
Yep, he beat Oregon in the Alamo Bowl in 2021. A game no one cared about. No one had a team.
Yeah.
I think Alex Mirabal was like the acting head coach.
Who was acting quarterback in that game for the Ducks?
It was Anthony Brown.
Remember, he gave out beats.
He gave out beats by Dre to all the wide receivers and linemen, and people fell in love with him. We forgot who he was.
Like, acting quarterback is the right way to put that, too.
Yeah.
So you picked Oregon, huh?
Yes, I did.
So did I. Go Ducks.
I don't even think it's gonna be close.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take Oregon. Yes.
You homer.
This fucking guy.
Oregon's offense is very, very good. USC's defense is very, very bad. Hashtag analysis.
And Oregon's defense is, I'll at least say, good. Might not be very, very good, but they're good.
They're like way better than they have been like in a while. For I think we can say that like Oregon's defense is really good.
Been a while.
It has been a while. We got to stop. We got to like be careful of overusing that, like, because it's great, and I don't want that.
Here's a quick prop for the game. Do the Ducks rush for over 300 yards?
No.
Or are they going to do it where you think they're just going to pound the run and Nix is just going to pick them apart the whole game?
Both.
Oh.
I guess that is doable. I guess they can.
I mean, who's to say they don't get over 600 yards of offense this week? Like, it's
so the UW running back having, what was it, like 260 yards rushing?
Incredible.
And 199 of them were before contact. 199.
Did that guy even have 300 yards coming into the game?
He had never had a 100-yard rushing game, and it's his fourth year in college.
Yeah.
He had half of his rushing yards, basically. I think he just cracked 600 on the season.
Yeah, so just over 300 probably coming into the game.
That's one of those. He's gonna like live off that game the rest of his life, man. Like, he's going to be, like, telling his kids and his grandkids about that. Like, hey, when Grandpa ran for 300 yards against Caleb Williams in the USC.
In the Coliseum.
Wow, you're amazing, Grandpa. I didn't do shit else my whole career, but thankfully, Alex Grinch was their defensive coordinator.
Right, Mike. Oh, there's USC still playing at the Coliseum 50 years later.
Right.
It's still a dump.
No joke. All right, let's do trivia. So we are doing USC trivia. Ski won last week, right?
Put it on the board.
You did. Ski won last week. That's a real thing. So he gets to go first this week. If you have not listened to trivia before, I'm going to give Ski a question. If Ski gets it right, then he gets a point. If he gets it wrong, then King gets an option to do multiple choice to steal the point. Best out of 10 wins. There are only 10 questions. True or false? USC has the best fight song.
True.
Yeah, that's not a real question. But the answer is true. Yes, you're correct.
It's actually false. It's Rocky Top. Ooh.
Who does?
Ooh.
Tennessee.
Tennessee's is really good. Yeah. It's very good.
SC's is definitely the most menacing. It's menacing. Like Rocky Top is happy. Oh!
And they do it, and the band plays it after every first down for USC.
I think the band plays it the whole game, just on
over,
loop.
Over and over again. It's amazing. All right, Ski, real first question. What was Reggie Bush's nickname?
Reggie Bush's nickname?
Mr. Wendy's?
Mr. Wendell? Speaking of Tennessee.
Tennessee. I have no idea.
A deep Arrested Development cut by us.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, that was very high quality work by us. You don't know? No guesses?
I have no idea.
All right, King. Your options: Flash, the President, or Sweet Feet.
It's the President. I've seen that.
It.
Yeah, when they played Virginia Tech, they tried to make that a thing, and they did stats from Reggie Bush and George W. Bush.
Yep.
And the thing that was missing was towers knocked down. Weird.
Inside jobs, zero. Well. I feel like if you look payoff, closer.
Payoff taken, I think they could be even at least. And if you got, would you culturally appropriate, if you were getting the nickname, the President, would you not want to be called El Presidente?
Yeah.
Over the President? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, so this goes to King now. Instead of going with USC's first bowl win, it was the Rose Bowl in 1923, I'm going to ask you about last year's bowl. 46-45 loss in the Cotton Bowl. Who'd they lose to?
Tulane, the Green Wave.
They did.
Ride that wave.
Ride the wave.
Michael Pratt, the Green Wave.
All right, Ski. Who is USC's all-time leader in career passing yards and touchdowns?
Ooh. I'm glad I didn't get this one.
It's a good one.
I have a feeling it's Mert Berkley.
This is me. This is me as Kermit. I'm a meme. Yeah. Get it?
I'm a meme.
Who'd you say?
Mert Berkley.
That is the correct answer, Ski. Mert Berkley! Heisman with the 7 in it. Yeah. All right, King. Alumni time. It was Spooky Month a couple weeks ago. This director has shaped the horror film industry in the last 30 years. Director of the first Halloween movie, as well as The Thing, Big Trouble in Little China, and Escape from New York. Who is he?
No idea.
No guesses?
Kurt Russell.
Ski, do you know?
John Carpenter?
It is John Carpenter, yes. See, I like these because I ask you, King, so I give you a shot. Like, this is something Ski would obviously know the answer to, so... Big Trouble in Little China is, I assume, where you know him from the most. Yeah.
Well,
not Halloween.
Escape from New York as well, but yeah.
All right, back to Ski here. Let's see. This actor graduated from USC in 82, went on to have a very storied Hollywood career. Starred in Bloodsport, Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, and Battlefield Earth.
What also, see these movies.
Also, by the way, Good Morning Vietnam, Platoon, and Last King of Scotland. Who is he?
Forrest Whitaker
is the correct answer. Yes.
That question felt biased. that one felt targeted.
Almost every movie you mentioned I've seen multiple times.
Let's ask more movie questions to someone who's seen every movie and someone who never watches any movies. This seems fine.
Those are the last ones.
Air balanced.
You ever seen Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai King? Shit. Come on.
Fuck no. And that's where he has the crooked eye, right? I mean, he's a black samurai guy.
He always has the
like, eye. Yeah. Yeah. He got off the hook because Tom Cruise tried to be the last samurai a few years later. None of it makes sense. It's all cultural appropriation. Didn't watch it.
It's a fair point. Fair point.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel the same way about Battlefield at Earth, by the way. But all right. So to King. Yes. Who holds USC's single season record for passing yards and touchdowns? Single season record for USC.
I'll say Carson Palmer. I don't know.
That is the incorrect answer. Ski, your options. Matt Leinart, Caleb Williams, Sam Darnold.
Ooh. I think this is another sneaky one like Matt Park. I think it's Darnold of the three.
The answer is Caleb Williams. Did it last year. 4,537 yards and 42 touchdowns is a lot in one season. So back to Ski here. Let's see. To the bane of King's existence, USC has a live mascot. It's not the person who rides out on the field, but the horse. What's the name of the horse? And this will be a test to see if you pay attention to our Discord, because it was in the Discord earlier.
The Traveler.
Traveler is the answer. Did you see it in the Discord?
I did, yeah. I had no idea his name was Traveler.
Okay. Damn it.
Leading the witness. Yeah. Leading the witness, Your Honor.
Well, maybe if you paid attention to the Discord too, man.
I knew it. I knew it.
Did you know?
Ask me fucking Forrest Whitaker movies from 1991.
Did you know the answer is Traveler? I had no idea.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did.
All right, King. Who holds USC's career rushing touchdowns record with 50? Had 52 of them in three seasons. Think about it.
They've had like a million running backs. I'll say Ronald Jones.
No, they're like rushing touchdowns. Okay. That's your guess, Ronald
Jones? I'll say Lendale White. Lendale White.
What's your actual guess?
Lendale White.
That is the correct answer. There you go.
That's who I would have gone with, I think. That was the option, too.
Now that's
like leading. I knew it wasn't Bush. Yeah. You know, yeah. But
now that's leading the witness, by the way. Is being like, okay, now stop. That's not your real answer. Think about it. All right, back to Ski here.
Ronald Jones. That would have been a good answer. Ronald Jones.
It was.
Let's see. So Ski with a chance to win. Oregon made Pete Carroll run away and hide after beating USC 47-20 in 2009. Halloween night. There was a full moon. It was awesome. Oregon had two 100-yard rushers in that game. One of them was LaMichael James, who had 24 carries, 183 yards, and a touchdown. Who was the other one? Rushed for 100 yards against USC in 2009, Halloween night.
He knows this one.
See, I'm going to say Barner, but it's not.
So your answer is Barner?
Yeah.
Ken John Barner, as Jerry Allen used to call him? That is incorrect. Your options, King. Barner, Andre Crenshaw, Jeremiah Masoli.
Jeremiah Masoli.
That is the correct answer.
He was one of those guys that made the Taylor Mays drinking game work. Yep. He kept running for 20 yards down the field, and Taylor Mays would crush him, and Kirk Curbstreet and Musburger. Yeah, he ran 22 yards down the field. Yeah. And speaking of Taylor Mays, a co-defensive coordinator now for USC. Yeah.
Is he?
There's a guy you want to teach on how to properly wrap up. I don't think he wrapped up a player in his life.
Not a single
time.
He just
lowered his shoulder every time.
Masoli, 13 carries for 164 yards and a touchdown in that game. Yikes. I don't know math, but the average is pretty high there. All right, so back to Ski. No.
Nope, King.
Back to King. So King now with a chance to win. This is the last question. So if neither of you get this, it's a tie. USC has had five number one overall picks. One offensive tackle, one quarterback, two running backs, one wide receiver. Who was the wide receiver?
Ishan Johnson?
That's the correct answer, yes.
So easy.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's too easy.
Too easy.
Terry Colbert.
The other options were Curtis Conway and Lynn Swann. Conway went number 7 to the Bears.
Ooh, what a bust.
Yeah. Is
Keyshawn Johnson also kind of a bust, I feel like.
I was going to say, can we say that's a bad one, number one pick?
Well, I mean, I say he's a bust is me doing a thing.
No, he wasn't, but he wasn't a number
picking
one.
Picking a possession receiver, number one overall, very funny in hindsight. Yeah. Even for the mid-90s, picking a possession receiver, number one, very funny.
Tall and slow wide receiver at number one.
Yeah, wild. a lot of 8-yard digs from your number one overall pick.
Yeah, wow. How does like David Boston not go number one? It's like at least a guy could run downfield weighing like 280.
That guy burned Charles Woodson in college, man. Shit,
because he was a beast.
He has really
steroids.
Steroids the whole time. Yeah, proven. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. See you on Sunday. The movie is Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of Harley Quinn, I think it's called. Totally tubular emancipation of Harley Quinn. I think that's the title. Anyway, it's on HBO. It's on HBO.
Who made this movie? Who's the director? Zack Snyder.
I mean, I can tell
you. No, it's way too short to be a Zack Snyder movie.
I can tell you the answer. But I think everybody should just listen on Sunday to find out.
All right. See you on Sunday.
Teasing the director of Harley Quinn. It's a person named Kathy Yangbo.
Oh, woman.
Yeah, all right. Am I right? All right. Let's leave on that note. Bye.